If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Donald on our YouTube stream, really appreciate you tapping in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where you're at. Our guys are out in Indianapolis. So we're replaying the content that we had throughout the day from them. I'm Austin Norman taking you through it back here in the 93.7 The Ticket studio. We just got done hearing from Nebraska head football coach Matt Rhule, his sit down with our guys at our table. Let's turn our attention to the one offensive player that Matt Rhule brought with him to Big Ten Media Days, center Ben Scott. Here's that conversation from earlier today.
Ben Scott sitting next to me.
Yeah, I was talking with Ben about they went to dinner, St. Elbow's.
Right.
And he was talking about the shrimp appetizer.
Oh, yeah.
That's the spicy one. And Coach Rhule said they got something, you know, who could ever eat the two spicy shrimp or whatever. Or who won?
Yeah. It's horseradish.
Horseradish. I think Ty Robinson won.
Okay. So I was not trying to eat both of them.
You couldn't do both?
I did one. I started tearing up. I said, nah, I'm good.
You good? Yeah. It's rough. Like I was just telling Adam, if you're not ready for it, I was ready for it last year because I've been in there one other time, so I knew that if we ordered that, I had to get ready for that. So
is it really that spicy?
Oh, yeah, it hits you hard. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love spicy stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
I got to try it tonight.
You got to do it tonight.
Yeah. All right, I'll do it.
Yeah,
do
we'll
it.
See. But, Ben, you know, it's your senior year, man, and obviously – this is your second year here at Nebraska. You are the centerpiece of the offensive line. Great transition last year. Talk about it. Talk about your second year, both, you know, with Matt Rhule and staff, but then also with Coach Donnie on that offensive line.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. I think after last season, we kind of figured out what we got to work on and what we did good. And I think going into this next season, I think we're just trying to get one step better and everything. And we have a lot of guys coming back, especially on the O-line, so I think that's a good piece to have. We've got a lot of new guys on the offense, too, so I think it should be good.
Talk about the process of coming in from the portal, new situation, and then, you know, systematically and strategically improving, and then now you guys, I think, have that quiet confidence coming from that improvement from last year. Talk about the difference this year, being in the meetings. You kind of know the ins and outs of Coach Donnie. You know when that thing starts boiling a little hot and when you guys got to cool them off. Talk about that process because it's a unique process. I mean, I know Coach Donnie personally, but I just know playing for him, you guys love him, he loves you guys. But in year two, with your success and improvement. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's been a big change, and I think going into year two is really holding us accountable even more, and I think that's important for us to even take that next step. And, yeah, like coming in last season, I was trying to learn how he teaches things and how we do, like, the mic points in his kind of scheme. And I think that going into year two, I think I'm really more comfortable in doing that and looking at, like, the different stuff, like, really detailed in on the plays.
Right. Talk about the experience on this offensive line. I mean, you've got a lot of starts under your belt even before you got to Nebraska. Teddy's got some starts under his belt. You got Ben Hart, you got Corcoran, you got all these guys with all these starts, all this experience under their belt. How much of a difference can that make, especially early on in the season with potentially a freshman quarterback starting probably? Talk about the impact that can have, especially early on for the Huskers.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, we go in the film room instead of, like, teaching guys how to do stuff. Everyone kind of knows, like, the basics, and we go in there and we're going on, like, more elite-level stuff mm-hmm. in the film room, and I think that's really helping us out because everyone's playing with one set of eyes on the offense. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that's good having experienced guys next to me that can see stuff that I'm not seeing, and I can see stuff that they're not seeing. I think it's really important to have that.
Yeah. So, Ben, I know, you know, having the off season, starting up, you know, with spring ball and then now coming out or coming to an end. So what's been, like, one or two goals that you set personally for yourself that, like, I want to get to these goals, accomplish and be ready to go for the season that I know is going to be something where I'm going to be ready to play and be better to play out there?
Yeah, you know, just getting my body right, getting stronger in the weight room, getting faster, you know. Credit to Coach Campbell and his staff on getting us all there on where we need to be and, you know, getting in shape because, you know, we're going to be pounding the rock and then, you know, it'll be those long drives, you know, where we really take advantage. And I think that's important. And, you know, just being, like, schematically correct on everything.
Right.
I think as an old lineman, especially if one guy's missing an assignment, the play's messed up. So we really got to be schematically correct and really focus on that.
Right. You know, Ben, we got four new teams coming into the Big Ten. I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, you got a little bit more intel on them. Talk about some familiar faces, teams, and schemes and having that and the confidence that when you play at UCLA, USC, you're like, yeah, you know, you can maybe give, either Coach Donnie, Coach Rule, or staff a little bit more in-depth intel mm-hmm. because of your experience of playing against them at Arizona State.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a little bit different than what we're used to, but honestly, I don't think it'll be the same coaching staff that I've played on against these other schools. So I don't think I'm too worried about it, and I think that whatever comes out against us, I think we'll be able to attack.
I like that. Talk about the physicality that you play with, though. I always say is that from a linebacker's standpoint, a center that goes the extra mile is probably the guy I didn't like to play against. I see you go the extra mile. Talk about setting the tempo and finishing blocks and doing it with the right purpose.
Yeah, you know, it's something that we focus on is finishing and, just body blows. You know, if you're hitting the linebacker first before they hit you, it's going to wear them out over time. So I think that we try to focus on that, be the hammer, not the nail. So, you know, just those body blows that the whole game, they're not going to be able to handle it.
Talk to me about the mindset that goes into something like that. I think these guys have coached too. I've coached kids for years. Getting kids comfortable with hitting and contact and play after play after play, to me the biggest challenge is right here. Even at higher levels, I would see guys for the first, second, third quarter that all of a sudden their eyes went like this the fourth quarter. What's the biggest approach mentally for you as far as being physical, going that extra mile and doing it on those long drives you talked about, doing it for four full quarters? What's your mental approach and what have you guys been taught by the coaches?
Yeah, we've been focusing on finishing, like, the whole off season, especially during mat drills. Like, that was one of our emphasis. So, working on finishing. And, you know, what really hits home is when, like, you don't finish and then your guy makes the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, like, something you got to think about. Like, every play you just got to finish till the end of the whistle or else, you know, that could be the guy making the play.
That's what you don't want. You don't want your guy making the tackle. Yeah, that's a good point right there.
Ben, talk about, you guys got a lot of, you know, the starters or the guys that are going to play have a lot of starts and obviously experience.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But quietly, I think Nebraska has some good depth, some young players. Talk about some of the young players that have made a big step from year one to year two, because the one thing of the few practices I've been at, you guys will hold them accountable to the highest standards as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got lots of O-linemen. We got Justin Evans-Jenkins. We got Gunnar Gatula. We got Sam Sledge. You know, they're all, like, they came in and, you know, they're young. And Justin really stepped up last season, and we're going to see him a lot this season. And I think Sam and Gunnar, you could also see them this season. You know, they're young, but they're coming up. We got some running back. You know, we got Emmett Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm really liking the way he approached the offseason, and I think he's really going to show up this season. And I think, yeah, you know, we got a lot of guys, a lot of depth. And we also brought in the receivers, so we have a lot of depth over there too. We got Banks and Nayer. We got Coleman. We got Lloyd. We got all those guys, so. You know, it would be a surprise on how the season's going to go with, like, who's going to be out there making the plays, but I think it'll be good.
All right, I want to have some fun now. All right, we talk all serious now. You know, I play video games. You play video games?
A little bit.
A little bit. So you know the new college football is out. I think everybody in the world knows. All right, and so I don't know. Do you know your rating in the game?
78.
Okay, so you do know.
He's not pleased.
Yeah, so your head went down.
Yeah.
So tell us on that rating how you feel. Your head dropped down, but we want words, though. Explain that. Let's talk.
What'd they mess up? What'd they get wrong?
What'd they get wrong with that 78?
Everything.
All right, so I will go to your blocking stats here. Pass blocking and run blocking stats they have here.
Well, we're getting in depth here, Jay.
Yeah, just real quick here. So they have pass blocking, 85.
See, that's understandable. You know,
right.
85, that's cool. Like, a lot of good players are like 85s on that.
He's so. Okay with that.
Gotcha. Right. Okay, they have, I don't know what type of blocking this is. It says pass blocking finesse. And they have you at a 77.
His eyebrow went up.
I know. Because I'm like, I've been around a lineman for a long time. I'm like, finesse?
Maybe
pass blocking?
Is that the ability to, like, move your feet, stay in front of a guy?
Yeah, and
it's a little lower. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because your overall pass blocking is a 85, but then the finesse side of it is 77.
They're saying he's physical.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying with that.
Yeah, so real quick, and then I went down the list to find, like, your worst stat of you, and what they probably say from the number, you kind of figure it out from there. So your worst set right now, I think I found, is a 31 at kick return. So they're saying you have no kick return skills. What's your opinion on that?
Have you had a return?
Can you get 10 yards? That's all we need.
Oh, I can get 10 yards.
Yeah. Right. That's a good return.
That's a good return.
I thought you were on a hurdle.
In this day and age of college football,
see?
It's rating up.
So it could be a hurdle.
I like it.
I like it.
But the good thing, Ben, I think just like Madden, I think as you continue to play good, it'll go up. You know, and so you make sure Keith Mann and Sheamus – make sure that they check in.
They
on
report.
Your
that's your
report.
Guys right there.
You guys
hold
them.
Hold them report.
Yeah,
hold them accountable.
Hold them accountable.
They talk to EA and get all the information. So it's the sports information guy. So you know,
because
I had this problem. You know, I used to harass our sports information. Actually, once I got to the league with Madden, and you know, be like, hold up, why my speed is this? My agility should be that. You know, so you could let them know. And that's why they have the rating players, the former players now, like Chad Johnson. He goes out. He's one of those guys.
What's his strength on there?
Strength. All right. Oops.
That's what I want to know.
Phone just locked.
Did they get it right? That's the other thing.
Let's see this.
Oh,
yeah. I think my speed was really low, too.
Okay, your strength.
Your speed?
Yeah. Hey, I'm fast, man.
Yeah. All right.
What is
strength?
What's his speed?
His strength. Oh, speed is, well,
yeah.
It's a 58.
What should it be?
At least 72 for a lineman.
70.
Yeah, for a lineman, you can move pretty good for a lineman.
You're going to like the strength. Strength is an 87.
Okay. Is that good enough?
That's all right.
That's all right.
I think they did you wrong with the speed. I will agree with that.
Yeah, 58.
That's
right. Assuming linemen are slow. That's what they're saying.
I might need some more pulling plays.
You
got to
show it off. You got to snap and pull. That's impressive.
Yep. So.
What's his throw power?
Throw power? Hold up. It's on here. Trust me. Oh,
do you ever play baseball?
Oh, yeah. I play baseball.
Pitch? All right. Pitch at all?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I ain't got no UCL.
Throw power is 36, actually.
Hey,
that's not bad.
I'll take that.
Bad.
Well, yeah. since you know you can run, are you going to jump into Coach Satterfield's office and try to get a little old school Fumble-rooski?
Oh man, they don't want to see that.
Yeah, you know, I've seen you. You can move big a little bit.
Yeah, it's been in our history. Stein Cooler back in the day was our guy.
Fumble-rooski.
Yeah.
That's what you got to tell them, man. You guys get up on somebody, tell them put you in as a guard, little Fumble-rooski.
Little Fumble-rooski.
Yeah. But if you once you get it though, you know you got to get the pay dirt though.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got one more question. All right, because we're talking about strength ratings and all that. Who's the strongest O lineman?
Henry Litowski.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not surprised by that, honestly.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. No question, right?
Yeah, that was no question. I can tell it. No hesitation.
He can move some weight.
All right. Right.
And he's improved some, right?
Yeah.
He's gotten a lot better, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
He rotated in last season at right guard, and I think. Yeah, he's one of the guys that will really step up this season, Henry Litowski.
All right. Excited to see that.
And I'll ask you one more quick question. Knowing that, the Hawaiian connection, and obviously you got potentially a young whippersnapper in there playing quarterback with uncle as the O-line coach, how much pride are you going to take in it to make sure that he's protected?
Oh, man, you know, that's going to be huge. Especially with him back there, you know, it'll be his first collegiate game, so I think it'll be big for us to protect him because, you know, we got to keep him clean all season. Right. And it'll be important for especially him as a freshman. And, you know, having that Hawaii route, I think it'll be fun to have that along with us too.
Yeah, we got to bring that pipeline all the way from there back. And you guys are doing it for recruiting as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been in there trying to, you know, bring in some of those young guys coming in. Not only this year, from commitments and in the future, man. You know, appreciate you stopping by, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know, you're going to do well. I like it that you're focused. You know, I definitely think your speed rating is up there. I've seen you peel some guys off the pile. I'm glad it's not me anymore. But
yeah, they did hit wrong with that speed rating.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get on Sheamus. Yeah. He's right down there. Just pull Sheamus aside and say, look, you got to get it right, man. But Scott, enjoy the rest of your Big Ten media day. And then I'm sure you're excited about getting camp started, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Appreciate you stopping by. You look sharp. Enjoy that small plane ride home, too, by the way.
Yeah. I will.
Small plane, small seats for the big guys. I feel for y'all.
That's Nebraska Football Center Ben Scott with our crew out in Indianapolis earlier today. We'll go to break. We'll wrap up Hour 1 of Old School with another interview from earlier. Might be Isaac Gifford, might be Matt Millen, might be Rick Neuheisel. Let's probably plan on Isaac Gifford to wrap up Hour 1 of Old School next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.